This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There are still details we don't know about why a bank employee opened fire at a Louisville, Kentucky bank on Monday, killing five people before he was shot dead by police. But we are getting a look now at the harrowing police body cam video. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Two officers were wounded, one struck in the head by a bullet. Chief Jackie Gwynn Villaroel.
These officers unflinchingly answered the call to protect and their duty to serve. They confronted acts of violence head on and neutralized the threat.
The chief says the gunman legally bought the AR-15 he used just a week ago and knew the people he targeted, though she did not offer a motive. All five killed were employees of the Old National Bank. News Conference Sound from WHAS-TV. I'm Ben Thomas.
Today we'll get a look at how high those prices have been going for the things you buy. The AP's Donna Warder on consumer prices.
Economists surveyed by the data provider FactSet believe that inflation slowed sharply from 6% in February to 5.2% in March, but excluding food and gas costs, so-called core prices, are believed to have ticked up to 5.6% from a year ago, compared with a 5.5% increase in February. Donna Warder, Washington.
Commissioners in Memphis will decide today whether to return Black Democrat Justin Pearson to the Tennessee House after he and a colleague, Justin Jones, were kicked out of the legislature following their in-chamber support of gun control protesters. Jones was reinstated on Monday. Check those gas prices. Gas is up 10 cents in a week. It's $3.62 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Ukraine is asking for help from another country. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's seeking medical and war recovery assistance from India. Kyiv has asked Delhi to supply medicines and medical equipment and help it rebuild war-damaged infrastructure. The request being conveyed by the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Ukraine's most senior official to visit India since Russia's invasion began over a year ago, who also handed a letter by President Volodymyr Zelensky to India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The leaders have spoken over the phone in the past year, but India's refrained from condemning Russia's invasion and has abstained several times from voting on UN resolutions against Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ford says it will spend almost $1.5 billion to convert an SUV factory in the Toronto area so it can build electric vehicles. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.